Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Third hour, Darren, Donnie, and Chase on this rainy Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a good day. A lot of you are working from home during COVID-19, the pandemic that's going on in our country, in the world. You can stream us from anywhere. Speaking of the world, you can stream us from anywhere you are. Download the Game Nashville app, enable our Alexa skill or Google Home, and ask them to play 102.5 The Game or live stream from our website, thegamenashville.com. And as I said, Alexa, the Alexa in my room, she lit up. Did you hear that? Did you hear? She's talking. No, she stopped. Yeah, she started talking. I don't know what she just said, but just reading that, Alexa lit up. She was very excited. You ever just ask random questions to Alexa? Like, how old are you?
Yeah.
You know, are you pretty?
Don't get my kids started on that. A few years ago, man, they used to do that to Siri all the time. Just, hey, Siri. You know, just the goofiest stuff that you could think of. Or get Siri to, instead of calling you by your name, call you by some other nickname.
I was going to say, I'm hearing somebody's going off right now. It's a fun game. Sometimes you get some pretty funny answers. Not good news, guys, on the basketball front. We talked about some of the crazy stuff that's going on out there. Do we have Keith on? All right, we'll stop. We'll come back. Not good news in China as they started to restart their league, and that has been delayed. We will bring in right now Keith Bullock. Let's say good afternoon to him on this Tuesday. Keith, how you doing? How you hanging?
Doing good, man. How's everything going with you guys?
Well, it's weird, but we're all going to get through this together. But it's strange, you know, not having any sports. We sit here and do a four-hour talk show every day with virtually no new news for the most part. Nothing, no games to talk about. But like I said, we'll get through it. How about on your end?
That's got to be tough for you guys, but at least, you know, you guys are getting a chance to be creative and people can come to the station and hear your guys' voice for, you know, to change up during the day. But for us, it's cool, man. Our kids are just doing some homeschooling and just laying low, like kind of like everybody else. I would say the biggest adjustment is, you know, having the kids being at home and schooling them from home. But, like anything else, we're resilient and just adjust. And, you know, we'll get, like you said, we'll get through it and, you know, look for much, much better days.
Your body probably appreciates retirement. Your family appreciates retirement. But what has been the toughest thing for you, Keith, life after football? Because that's what you knew for so long, right? You had that regimented schedule. You kind of knew every, you know, this time of year I'll be doing this, this time of year I'll be doing this. What is life after football taught Keith Bullock?
I would say, like, the toughest thing for me was facilitating. Unfortunately for me, my agent passed away, like, right after, you know, that was part of a reason of me retiring. So, you know, facilitating, you know, maybe how to get on radio, television, school, pursue my master's, all those different things. Those things were a challenge, but that, you know, really just taught me to get out and get it on my own, taught me how to, you know, transition from football and really, you know, like I just said, be resilient on my own to, reach out to the different people that I met through my journey through as an NFL player and figure out how to to get into George Washington and get my MBA, how to, you know, facilitate different businesses, real estate and entertainment, things that I want to do. So, you know, it's all been a journey. It's been just as interesting and fun as, you know, the NFL was. But, you know, life after football definitely is a little different.
The NFL said they are going to go as planned with the draft, not as planned. I guess, you know, that's not the right way to say it. There's not going to be fans like there were in Nashville, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fans. Las Vegas is not going to get to take that in. And, you know, it's going to be done differently, but it's going to be done on the date that has been set. So there's going to be an NFL draft at the end of – we go into April tomorrow. What was that moment like for you? And the Titans have a lower pick like they had when they selected you in the first round, a lower first-round pick, and they got Keith Bullock, a guy that we look back and say, wow, what a home run pick with that pick. What was that moment like for you? What was it like getting seeing all your hard work at Syracuse pay off with a first-round selection?
It was pretty cool. It was very different in the sense that only, you know, if you're one of the top five picks that you went to New York City, whereas now, you know, first, second round guys, definitely all the first round potential guys, are invited to the draft, and it's a huge event, and, it's a great event. But for me, it was more family, close friends, and, you know, at my brother's house, and, you know, waited that long, 5 hours, to be called the first-round pick of the Tennessee Titans at pick number 30. But once that was gone past me, you know, I actually came down to Nashville the next day. You know, met with Jim Schwartz, Jeff Fisher, coaching staff, you know, kind of got acquainted, and, you know, was right back here pretty much 2 weeks later, and that was the start of my NFL career.
Mm. We have, as you mentioned, you're aware of our bracket. We unveiled it yesterday on the show, and today we are doing the Jeff Fisher region for the listeners to vote on. You're in the Jeff Fisher region. You're in control right now. You're the 3 seed. You have heavy voting going your way. Steve McNair's the 1 seed, heavy voting going his way. So both of you in control, and also Javon Kearse as the 5 seed. Right now, beating up on Jay Cutler, so in control. You played with both of those guys. What was it like playing with the Freak and Steve McNair, going up against him in practice?
Well, Steve McNair, you know, first time I got introduced to him was when he was Air McNair at Alcorn State, I believe, just like everyone else. So as a young, you know, high school, junior high kid watching him play at Historic Black College, this Historic Black University, to see what the things that he was doing and almost probably should have won the Heisman that year was amazing. And then, you know, as I got to Syracuse and followed his career on the Houston Oilers, I used to play with them on Madden because actually Eddie George was one of my favorite players because I played running back in high school, and he was someone like a bigger running back that I could kind of look to and you know, kind of look at his style. But when Javon Kearse, he was someone we played in the Orange Bowl in 98. I believe we played the Gators, and, you know, the Freak was the Freak. He's always been the Freak, and to come to the Titans and him actually being the first person to, you know, welcome me here in the cafeteria that day, you know, after winning Rookie of the Year, breaking the rookie sack record. And, you know, that's the guy I have to follow up. You know, there was no pressure at all, but, you know, those two guys, man, you know, they told me a lot about the game of football on and off the field. And unfortunately, I don't get to spend, none of us get to spend any time with the late, great Steve McNair. But fortunately, his legacy lives on, and Javon Kearse and I still keep in touch and are still friends to this day.
We're talking to Keith Bullock, former Titans linebacker, and of course, as we have mentioned a couple of times, the 3 seed in the Jeff Fisher region in our Nashville sports bracket, and he's got a comfortable lead right now in the first round. Keith, I'm curious, growing up, and I've watched you play. I played a little pickup basketball with you way, way back in the day, so I know you played a lot of hoops growing up, but how did you develop your skills? I'm kind of in this mindset right now where You know, everybody who knows a young athlete that's trying to stay in shape, you have to get creative right now how you do it. But just how did you develop your all-around skills when you weren't playing football growing up?
Well, I mean, look, I grew up in the era where you had to go outside. You know what I mean? I grew up in a community where we lived in, like, apartment complex, condominium complex, where there was about 15 to 20 kids. So we're always going to have a 5-on-5 basketball game. We're going to play 6-on-6 baseball. We're going to play lacrosse. We're going to skateboard. We're going to do all those different things that, you know, kids do. And I think as I got older and got into sports, I always was a three-sport athlete. And, you know, I definitely attribute a lot of my football skills, hand-eye coordination, to being able to play shortstop, play center field, you know, basketball, catching the ball, those type things. But I think for me, football-wise, I always played safety. I always played running back or wide receiver and even a little bit of quarterback. So to end up a linebacker was pretty crazy. And I think that those positions that I got to play early, and especially those 2 years at safety at Syracuse, really put me head and shoulders above, skill-wise, above the average linebacker that, you know, might have been out there.
Did they recruit you at Syracuse to play defense, or were you hoping that they would keep you at a skill position or play somewhere else? Who was it that maybe funneled you towards your eventual spot at linebacker?
Well, yeah, now that's funny because I was recruited by several schools to play running back. I was an all-state running back, but you know, like I said, you know, I didn't want to. I was a big target, 6'3". I'd rather give the hits than take the hits. So I made that decision to just kind of go to school, like look at schools that really wanted me to play safety. My number one school was Michigan, but they wanted me to play linebacker. And in my eyes, a linebacker was Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, those type guys. You know, I wanted to be Ronnie Lott. So when I got to Syracuse, they actually changed my position after I redshirted a year, and that's kind of how I got into the linebacker position.
We're talking to Keith Bullock, Titans legend, here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And you guys did so much in the early days, as we talked about. You got here in the 2000 draft, but for so long we've talked about those teams, you know, led by Jeff Fisher and Steve McNair and yourself. Now, when you look at the Titans and what they've been able to do over the last couple years with Mike Vrabel and try and build this thing back to where everybody hopes it should be, what do you see out of the Titans now that maybe you can compare to some of the things that you guys did back in the day?
I think their approach offensively this year kind of, you know, showed a lot. You know, they went more to they used a attacking style running a running game. You know, they kind of set the tone by the use of their running game. I think defensively, we didn't blitz. We didn't have as many blitz packages as them. We kind of were just like a 4-3 team and, you know, just kind of sat in our defense and kind of, you know, exchanged punches with you. So I think that they do a great job of showing offenses different looks and attacking them from the safety position, the cornerback position, like the linebacker, and is of course a defensive line position. So, you know, the game has changed so much that it's hard to compare like teams from this era to teams from, you know, damn near almost, you know, 10-20 years ago. But I think that's what those guys do well. They play well as a team, and they respond well to their coaches. And I think that's what's important. What's going to be interesting to see is how they respond off of going to the AFC Championship game. Do they come back hungry, or do they come back off of a AFC Championship high? I think, you know, they come back hungry, but, you know, we'll see.
As someone that played back in those days of going to the AFC title game like you guys did, and the success that you have, I know you have to feel good for these guys seeing them have this success and get back to where we're not always talking about Eddie George or Keith Bullock or Steve McNair. Now you're talking about Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, some of the players of today.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that for them, and I think that was the best part for me about their playoff run. I felt like those guys were getting the opportunity to, chisel their mark into Titans history. You know, that team will always be remembered as a team, you know, that got to the AFC Championship, with their tremendous run. So that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about, you know, having fun first and foremost, but then figuring out a way that, you know, you can be on those teams that make history. You know, you definitely want to be, you know, the best player you can be, but even if you are just a role player on a team that, you know, plays deep into the playoffs or eventually goes to the Super Bowl, you know, when you're retired 10 years from now, those are the teams and those are the times that you're going to remember.
You played against Mike Vrabel, obviously, when he was with New England and, you know, throughout his career, but what have you seen out of him as a head coach that you also saw when he was a player?
I think he's a straight shooter. You know what I mean? He's a linebacker, you know, comes from Pittsburgh Steelers organization to the New England Patriots organization. And those two organizations, I feel that's what you get. You know, it's real football. You know, they're not going to sugarcoat too much. You know, they're going to tell their players what they need to know in order to be successful. So just from hearing the players, how they might, you know, talk about how things are run. And you got to remember, as players, you're never going to 100% agree with your coach, like regardless. I'm sure Braves didn't always agree with Belichick or Cowher, but at the end of the day, if you want to be successful and want to win, you're going to fall in line. And it seems like those are the type of players that, you know, the Titans have in their locker room. And I always look at things start from the top up, top down, I'm sorry.
Keith, we've got about 8.5 hours of voting. The listeners are going to vote. You're going up against Ingle Martin. If you get into the second round, you're going to get the winner of Shane Foster and Derek Barnett. Those are two are battling right now, back and forth. So we'll see how it all plays out. You need to maybe get on Twitter, tell everybody to vote for you. It's going to be an interesting region. It's always good to talk to you. You and the family be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
I appreciate you having me. You guys be safe, too.
All right, that is Keith Bullock right there with us. Always good to talk to him. Keep the votes coming in. We'll check on the votes on the other side. At the bottom of the hour, should be able to hear a little bit from the captain, Roman Josi. He was speaking today on an NHL conference call, and we'll have that at some point this hour. Thomas Vokoun coming up at 1 o'clock. More of Darren Dunnick and Chase next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.